Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. The number of COVID-19 tests processed in California has dropped by more than 30% in recent weeks. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd has more.
Public health experts say the decline in testing makes sense and is actually a good sign.
Case rates during that same period of time have dropped at an even faster rate as we recover from the surge that happened through the holidays.
Sarah Boss is the public health director in Madera County.
It is very reasonable that with fewer people who are sick, having symptoms, being exposed, that fewer people are going to get testing.
A shifting focus to vaccines could also be a factor. Some public health experts told Cap Radio that testing sites are starting to put more resources behind immunizing Californians. But they add it'll be important for the state to maintain its diagnostic capacity, as testing will be an important part of reopening the economy and in case of any future surges. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
Two San Francisco police officers who were surveilling a neighborhood for burglars were injured when they were trying to detain a suspect who became combative and produced a razor blade. Police said yesterday that the officers were undercover in the Noe Valley neighborhood on Wednesday when they identified themselves and told a 41-year-old man he was under arrest. Police say that the officers tried to restrain him. The suspect attacked them with a razor blade, stabbing an officer in his left hand and left knee. It was not immediately known if the man arrested had an attorney who could speak on his behalf. Miranda rights say he should. Kids across the Bay Area are eagerly waiting a return to in-person learning, and for some, this could come sooner rather than later. Students in one district could be back in school as soon as Monday. KLW's Vivian Bosu-Skinner has more.
Amid ongoing disagreements about when schools should reopen, several districts have developed a plan to phase kids back into classroom-based learning. Under the state's blueprint for a safer economy, schools can reopen once their county has been in the red tier for 5 days. That means 4 to 7 daily new cases per 100,000 people and 5 to 8% positive tests. San Mateo County qualifies, and on Monday, some kindergarten and first grade students in its San Carlos Unified School District will begin transitioning to in-person learning. Schools in San Francisco haven't set dates for reopening just yet. Under the agreement between the SFUSD and teachers' unions, schools can begin reopening once all teachers have access to vaccines and the city and county are in the red tier, or earlier if the county is in the less restrictive orange tier. In the East Bay, Berkeley Unified School District agreed to a plan with the city Tuesday that also hinges on vaccine availability for teachers. Pre-K to second graders there could be back in classrooms as early as March 29th. Oakland Unified School District hasn't set a date yet. In Berkeley, I'm Vivian Bosu-Skinner, KALW News.
And a story from Associated Press out of San Leandro. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced tens of thousands of restaurants to permanently close their doors as dining restrictions keep customers away. But it has also been a boon for commercial auctioneers that buy used equipment and sell them to restaurants that manage to stay afloat. Grafe Auctions Chief Marketing and Technical Officer says that his company conducted 289 auctions in 2020, up from 203 in 2019. And August was the most profitable month since the company was founded in 1959. A new report by the National Restaurant Association shows the pandemic's devastating impact on the restaurant industry, which last year lost 110,000 businesses, almost 17% of the nation's total.